Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Matthias Desmond is an amazing individual, very smart. The Psychology of Totalitarianism is the book. Everybody should read it. I know I read it about a year ago. Dr. Peter McCullough was talking about it on Joe Rogan, and the establishment got really pissed and upset about it. But it's dead on, just from my lay research, how they operate. Some stations don't carry this first five, maybe we're this other 30 minutes. But you were getting into solutions, and I asked you in the break, will the globalists succeed? I mean, to me, this seems like a very black magic type thing they're doing. You said absolutely not, they're going to destroy themselves. But we'll get to that next segment. Right now, we're getting into solutions, and how do you get somebody who is irrational under this programming out of it? Why are some of us less suggestible than others?
Yeah, okay. That's indeed the most crucial aspect of my book, I think. What can you do about it? And this is something very important. From the 19th century onwards, such scholars as Gustave Le Bon, who studied the psychology of the masses, have remarked that if a large mass emerges in a society, there is always a group who is not in the grip of it. And this group, typically, wants to wake up the people in the masses. They try to show them, they are baffled, and they try to show them how absurd the beliefs are that the group that live in the group. And this group tries to wake the masses up, and it doesn't succeed. This group usually won't succeed in waking up the masses. That's almost impossible. But, and that's crucial, Gustave Le Bon mentioned already in his famous work, The Psychology of the Crowd, published in 1895. He said, it's not because this dissonant group, this dissident group, doesn't succeed in waking up the masses, that its speech has no effect. To the contrary, its speech has a crucial effect. The speech of the dissonant of the dissidents constantly disturbs the mass formation, it makes that it doesn't go so deep that the masses arrive at the final stage where they start to commit atrocities. So, and then that's. I will repeat something here.
So you upset their delusion and they kill you.
Yes, they...
They get mad when you expose it.
No, well, it depends. No, if you speak out in a quiet way, and if you don't really try to convince them, but just live up to your ethical duty of articulating your own opinion, then you will see that you disturb the mass formation, that it doesn't go deeper and deeper, and something crucial happens then.
So the way you do it is you just go, oh, look at this, or what do you think of this?
Yes, you just, look, that's your opinion, that's mine, and you can take it or leave it, it doesn't matter, but I will time and time again articulate my own opinion. And in that way, the mass formation is constantly disturbed, and then something crucial happens. The masses are always self-destructive. That means, if they continue to exist, they will slowly exhaust themselves. Their power will decrease slowly. And the power of the group, who doesn't go along with the masses, and who continues to live up to these ethical principles of speaking out, will slowly increase its mental power.
So they ascend.
Yes, they ascend. And at a certain moment, the two lines cross each other, and the small group has a stronger psychological effect than the masses itself.
Because have we crossed that line yet?
I think that there are more people waking up these days, but at the same time, the system itself will increase the repression, I think. It will increase the repression. So it will get more difficult, I think, in the years to come. And what we always have to keep in mind, what we always have to focus on, is simply, no matter what happens, continue to speak out. Even if they kick us off the internet, then we will have to speak out in a different way. But we will continue to speak out no matter what happens, and we shouldn't make one crucial mistake that has been described by Hannah Arendt, by so many people who observed mass formation and totalitarianism, inner resistance against a totalitarian system from within, should always stick to the principles of non-violent resistance. Always.
Totally agree.
Simply because each violence will be used as a pretext, will be used as a justification, will be used to create the support in the masses to destroy the dissident voices.
And it was Jesus, and then Gandhi, and then Martin Luther King Jr. understood that.
Yeah, they understood that, and they Gandhi succeeded in kicking out the English from India in a non-violent resistance way. And that's so typical. Since the emergence of imperialism and totalitarianism, non-violent resistance has been the most efficient...
Well, let's talk about how to take him down, Professor. This is absolutely amazing. Powerful. Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for affordable food. So go to PrepareToday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
So we saw that incredible declaration of war against any political opposition last night with a red background with troops and attention behind the leader. I mean, that's North Korean iconography. The psychology of totalitarianism. Professor Desmond's here with us, knocking it out of the park. Sir, please continue with where this goes historically, how we counter it, and you were telling me during the breaks, you're saying, no, this will destroy the establishment using this power as well. So they're definitely scared of your research. Keep laying it out.
Yes, well, I think that it's always good to realize that when it comes to, so we have on the one hand this diabolic pact between the masses and the elite. The masses will exhaust themselves, but also the elite will kill itself, but will exhaust itself. Simply because, and that's something that is very hard to understand, but I think it's crucial. Also the elite which leads the masses, is hypnotized. It's also hypnotized by itself. That's something that was very well described.
They're smoking their own dope.
Yeah, yes, yes, absolutely. But, this is just a crucial nuance, they are hypnotized by their ideology. That means they fanatically believe in their own ideology.
By their own weird conformity, like radical Islam.
Yes, in this case it is transhumanism and technocracy, yeah. The technocratic ideology, which is actually a contemporary variant of the mechanist ideology. So they believe blindly.
Well, explain that. Spend time on that. I mean, the religion of Yuval Harari, of Klaus Schwab, why they'd be so open? You'll have no freedom. We're taking over your body. But there, you can see they're true believers. They're high as a kite.
Oh, yeah.
They are in hypnotized.
Yes, of course. They completely believe in it. And that's something that I also describe in my book. The reason is simply, like, this transhumanist ideology is a contemporary variant of the old mechanist ideology, which believes that the entire universe is a kind of a set of elementary particles, atoms, molecules that all interact according to the laws of mechanics and that can be perfectly described in a rationalist way.
Technocracy.
Technocracy. That's the basis of technocracy. As soon as you believe that the universe can be perfectly described in a rational way, then the inevitable ultimate conclusion is that society should not be led by democratically elected.
It's got to be a war on free will.
Yes, 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 definitely. So that's the inevitable conclusion. We need experts who lead society. Strangely enough, these experts claim to represent science, but that's not at all the case. Science concluded exactly the opposite. All seminal scientists concluded that reality, in the end, is irrational. That's so strange. All seminal scientists concluded that our rational understanding has a very limited grip on reality.
Well, I mean, like Einstein said, the whole nature of the universe is that there's this randomness to it.
Imagination is more important than knowledge, Einstein said. And Niels Bohr, for instance, the famous Nobel Prize-winning physicist, said, when it comes to atoms, to elementary particles, language can only be used as poetry. And he was dead serious when he said that.
Well, what about the observation principle where these particles won't move when they're being watched? This is
Yes. These particles actually they behave. That's so striking about their behavior in a completely irrational way. And you see that even more clear when you look at complex dynamical systems theory, which showed paradoxically in a strictly rational way that each complex dynamical system in nature behaves strictly irrational as an irrational number, meaning that science gives us no guarantee at all. It even completely discourages us to believe that society could be understood, controlled, and manipulated.
No, but I mean, how do you quantify that? Just from a scientific perspective, whatever built this doesn't like robots.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how would you describe it?
Well, can you come again?
The universe, it doesn't like...
Yes. No.
It's not going towards the order they're saying.
No. It wants us to have free will. It forces us to have free will. It confronts us constantly with choices that we cannot make on the basis of rational argumentation.
Which, if you have just entropy, would be robotic. The only way to make us more powerful is to give us constant challenge.
Yeah, indeed. That's I believe that's also the ultimate... Like totalitarianism tries to destroy the space for a human being in which it has the inalienable right, the ethical duty to make choices for itself, to make singular subjective choices. That's what totalitarianism, because it is fed from the inside by an extreme anxiety for uncertainty. Totalitarian leaders always try to impose.
And what about the feedback loop? Because I don't know psychology, but I just know what I see in my own layman's terms. The more you get into authoritarianism, the more anxiety you have, then the answer is more order, when the answer is you don't want order.
Yeah, and that's the destructive vicious circle in which society arrives when it goes on a totalitarian trend. I described it in the introduction already. That is exactly why the totalitarian system always self-destroys in the end. The only thing you have to make sure, and this is, again, from a strategical point of view, so crucial, the only thing you have to make sure is that there remains a path on which the people who do not go along with the system can walk. And this path...
You've got to have the exodus factor.
There will be an exodus.
No.
There will be one.
So, I'm not just saying this to kiss your ass. It's true. You're very impressive in person even more. I did read your book real fast about a year ago, but it was super hot and totally agree with it because I don't know it made sense. But they're definitely scared of you. And what I've learned is whatever they're scared of is what we should be supporting. And they're not like fake scared. They're really scared of you, Professor. You've got to be proud.
Yes, I consider it to be a small honor, yes. That is true, yes. Actually, they don't have to be scared of me. I will tell you why. Just because...
If they would just embrace the real humanity...
Yes, indeed.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
If they would understand that totalitarianism will also destroy them, they would know that they need this in
And you were going to explain that when we went to break. How is it going to destroy them?
It will always... In the first place, you can observe it historically, that totalitarianism starts, if it continues to the stage in which it starts to destroy the people who do not go along with it, it starts to destroy its objective enemies. The people who didn't go along with the ideology.
But then always needs more.
Always more. Because it thrives on destruction. The masses... have become a mass simply because they needed an object of anxiety, they needed an object on which they could take their frustration and aggression on, and the leaders know that if the masses wake up, that they will destroy their leaders. So both the masses and the leaders don't want the mass formation to stop, meaning that once the original enemies are destroyed, they always have to create a new enemy.
Which is the purges and the Nazis and the communists. I mean, it's just obsessive.
It's obsessive. In the Soviet Union, this process went furthest of all. Nazi Germany was far less totalitarian than the Soviet Union. And in the Soviet Union, it started first with the aristocracy that had to be destroyed, then the small farmers, then the large farmers, then the goldsmiths, then the Jews. And until then, that was more or less rational if you were reasoning inside the ideology of the system, because all these people were considered to be not capable of giving up their private property. But after a while, everything was exterminated that could have been considered...
Any competition is bad. Well, I remember reading somewhere a Lenin quote before they poisoned him and he died, before Stalin took over, and they said, "Sir, we've killed all the opposition, now we're only hurting ourselves." He said, "Don't understand, I want more terror, I want more blood."
Of course.
I mean...
In the end, they just started randomly putting people in the gulags and destroying them, just because the system cannot exist without destroying someone and something.
And now we have Biden with a red background with troops saying, I'm coming for you. I agree with you. It shows a sign of his weakness, but it's still incredibly dangerous. And I don't know how we navigate that.
Yes, of course it's dangerous. The only option we have, that's exactly what I meant. If these people, these totalitarians would understand that totalitarianism will become a monster that devours its own children, to use a term of Hannah Arendt again, they would understand that these dissonant voices, which they treat in such an intolerant way, are exactly the only thing that can save them. But that's what we...
Well, they're getting rid of chivalry.
Yes.
The rules of war, because you don't want it to get out of hand.
Mm-hmm. No, indeed.
I mean, didn't chivalry have a primitive way to describe rules on this?
Yes.
Where you don't want to get out of hand?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
oh, we're going to kill each other, but it's only going to be men.
Yes. They don't have that. That's the second chapter of Solzhenitsyn is titled, of Solzhenitsyn's famous book,
Gulag Archipelago.
Gulag Archipelago, yes, is titled... there is no law in totalitarian systems. There are only totalitarian leaders always use local rules, but never a law that applies to everything. So they always reformulate.
It's all selectively enforced.
Yes.
Wow, I'm impressed. Yeah. I know you got to go soon. Hopefully you can stay with us longer. The Psychology of Totalitarianism, Professor Desmond. And I know this book's been number one. We need to send it back to number one. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, he's the author of The Psychology of Totalitarianism. Professor Matthias Desmond is our guest. He's going to go ahead and spend the rest of the hour. There were callers that are holding. If you want to hold, I understand. If you can't, I understand. I'm going to go ahead and just host the fourth hour after he leaves us. But this is so central to understanding how the world really works. You were getting for the break to the establishment, the social programmers that understand the psychology and that are using it. But in their own ideology, they're so strict on each other that it has its own feedback loop of them destroying themselves on a timeline. How would you describe the world today and the fight between liberty and tyranny? Because Australia said the lockdowns would never end. New Zealand said they would never end. They had to end them. Nobody bought into it. Or the majority woke up all of a sudden. So at first, it was front-loaded where most were going along with it. Now everybody wakes up, and the majority do, and it blows up in their face, and now they seem dumbfounded. Same thing in Europe, same thing in Canada, same thing here. So they're trying to fire that back up again. But did they really kind of shoot their wad with the virus scare? And what do you think they may be planning next?
I think that, to be honest, I think that we are only in the beginning of the... We are in the beginning of the end game, I think. That means that we will soon see the introduction of digital coins issued by central banks. We will see the introduction of digital IDs and so on. So I think the process, the technocratic system, will be pushed further. I'm quite sure about that. But, and that's the point again, if we continue to manifest in public space, to speak out in public space, and so on, there will be a small path. We will be, the people who do not want to go along will be excommunicated, I think, but we will have to survive there.
But it'll be those heretics that build the new world.
Yes, indeed, exactly. They will discover the principles, the new principles of a new living together. I'm sure about that. So that's exactly, if you read, again, Solzhenitsyn, or Viktor Frankl, or Primo Levi.
You got cut off on the Solzhenitsyn part of the book.
Yes.
Let me get back to that.
What was I saying about that part? But there is no law. Yes, there is no law. Indeed, but I was referring now to the fact Solzhenitsyn describes something typical, a typical experience that happens in a totalitarian state in the people who do not go along with the system. Like totalitarianism is an extreme dehumanization of the world. In a totalitarian system, there are simply no principles of humanity anymore. The ideological system and the ideological fiction is so relentlessly imposed to the world, and according to Hannah Arendt, the concentration camps were the ultimate goal of a totalitarian system. In the concentration camps, you had an elite that relentlessly, not hampered by any law or principle, imposed its totalitarian doctrine to a population. That, she said, the striving of all totalitarianism is to make the entire world into an open concentration camp. That's what she said. So, but if under these...
And every form of authoritarianism always goes towards that.
Yes, it tends towards that. But if there is an opposition who continues to speak out...
No, I mean, I agree it doesn't always happen, but that's always their goal.
Yes, that's the goal. Absolutely. It's just this...
I want to be flying around like the Jetsons and people living to be 500 and everybody being happy. Like, that's the Renaissance, I would say. I mean, they just... Where do they get this instinct to dominate and murder people?
Yeah, indeed. That's the most basic and elementary psychological instinct that there exists. The human being distinguishes itself from an animal because it is constantly confronted with uncertainty. An animal, the mental system of an animal, works through a sign system in which every sign refers to one object, and there is no substantial doubt in the animal's mind because of that. But a human being, a human mind, works with a language. And in language, the signs or the words do not refer to one object. They refer to other words. They get their meaning to other words. And these other words have to receive their meaning again from other words. And in this way, we always lack a word to be sure. That's so typical for a human being. Its life and existence circles constantly around something that its mind cannot grasp. A human being is constantly confronted with elementary questions such as, what is the meaning of my life? Does my wife love me? Do I mean something to other people? And so on. And
so it's almost like a lack of confidence.
It's a lack of confidence, it's uncertainty, and for many people, maybe for everyone to a certain extent, this fundamental uncertainty leads to anxiety. And you can react to that in two ways. You can react to that by trying to eliminate the uncertainty, trying to impose a theory as if it is certain to reality.
So if I just kill all these people, they won't have free will and won't cause problems.
Yeah, and that's what totalitarianism does.
Yeah.
That's what totalitarianism does. But there is also,
well, that's why they always try it.
That's what... There is this intrinsic, inherent tendency in a human being to choose for adoption. But, and totalitarianists do that, but there is also another option. This uncertainty, and this uncertainty, you can recognize the fundamental precondition to be a human being. Because if you know that you are uncertain, and that everyone is uncertain, then you can also know that there is no other option than that you make your own individual free choices. Nobody else has the right to impose...
And historically, individuals making those decisions is decentralized and builds a better world.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes. Indeed, that's the case. So you can make two choices. In the confrontation with uncertainty, you can choose to let the uncertainty lead to anxiety and to act upon that anxiety and try to impose your theory in such a way that there is no uncertainty anymore.
So is Orwell right that the power lies with the proletariat, to use, you know, a Marx and Engels thing, or is it in the establishment, or is it just whoever comes out of whatever area?
The power lies in everyone who has the courage to embrace his freedom and to take responsibility for his own choices, to take risks in life, and to say, I am the one who has to make the choices. Nobody, there is no master who can tell me what I have to do.
Wouldn't it be easier for the elites that go along with each other and are all authoritarian? Don't they get, if they were like rogue agents against it, even if they just want power, they'd be way more powerful in powering humanity. I don't get why they go into this destructive bent of authoritarianism.
Yes, but it's madness. That's exactly. A classical dictator can be awake. He is not hypnotized. A classical dictator can use his common sense, and that's why classical dictatorships can continue to exist. If the classical dictator loves his population a little bit, then the a classical dictatorship can continue.
That's the philosopher king.
Yes, the philosopher king, indeed, exactly.
Yeah.
But a totalitarian leader is hypnotized by his own ideology, not by his own narratives. The narratives that he uses, the climate narrative, the terrorism narrative, the corona narrative, or propaganda. And totalitarian leaders know that. They are so convinced, so fanatically convinced, that their own ideology is the only true ideology, that they believe it is justifies, that it is just.
That is so powerful, because I've watched hundreds of hours of Davos group meetings, which is the mouthpiece of these people. And they I can tell real people when they're being real. They're like, we're so beautiful. We're building a utopia. Why are they fighting us? They literally don't even know. I mean, this is a cult.
Absolutely. Hannah Arendt said, the totalitarian leaders are always convinced that they will create paradise, but the only problem is that their paradise looks always suspiciously a lot on an inferno, on a hell. And indeed, so they are convinced themselves that they will reshape society into a new paradise in which there are no limitations anymore, in which a human being will live eternally, in which it will constantly experience a biochemically induced happiness, and so on. They are so fanatically convinced that they think it is justified to claim millions of victims, billions of victims, to realize it. And that's always been the hallmark of
my God. Well, you talk about the timeline. I agree with you. We're just at the beginning of this. We'll talk about how to make it through on the other side. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water, because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes with trembling mermaids.
The book that really scares the establishment, The Psychology of Totalitarianism, Professor Tez Desmond is here with us. Got two more segments. I really appreciate your time. Great crew, great to meet him. Congratulations on all the great work you've done. in the last 25 minutes we've got, just other areas you want to cover, solutions, ideas, where you see this is going, please lay it on us.
Yes, okay. I was talking about this most important aspect of the solution, which is always to continue to speak out, because we are dealing with a psychological process, and as I said, the totalitarian leader is hypnotized himself, not by his narratives, but by the ideologies, meaning that the dissonant voices even have an impact on the leaders. So it's crucial to speak out. That's the first and foremost strategical rule, which is at the same time, I believe, also an ethical rule. Because as a human being, we all have the ethical duty to try to articulate the words that emerge in us and that seem sincere and honest. If we don't do that, we slowly lose our soul. And it is exactly this. The fact that we stick to the principle of speaking out, that will make us stronger. That's crucial. Solzhenitsyn describes that in the Gulag Archipelago, just like Viktor Frankl, just like Primo Levi, they describe that those people who in the concentration camps, in this dehumanizing world, in this pool of darkness, those people who, most prisoners in the concentration camps started to behave in a beast-like manner, in a brutish way. They lost all sense of humanity. But there was a small minority, Solzhenitsyn said, who went in exactly the opposite direction, who try to represent in this pool of darkness a little bit of light, and who became more and more determined to stick to the ethical principles of humanity. And Solzhenitsyn gives wonderful examples in his book. Very often, these people slowly became stronger, both mentally and physically. He gives these wonderful examples in which several of these people survived the concentration camps for 15 years, while most of them died in a few weeks to a few months. And I think, I cannot go into detail now, but that is just so crucial. The fact that it is this, if we do our best to continue to speak out in a sincere and a honest way, then you will see that we go through this fast process of evolution, while the rest of the world becomes weaker and weaker and weaker at the psychological level. So, and at the same time, we will prevent, we will make sure that there remains a path on which we can continue to walk. And we will make sure that the masses don't become so destructive that they radically self-destroy. So that's the, generally speaking, the most elementary strategic advice.
And just to throw a quick question to continue. Historically, we see points where either the general public breaks with the establishment or the establishment breaks with themselves. On that timeline, is there ways to jump ahead and get the establishment not to be so suicidal and in a death cult, or do we just have to go through the process?
I don't know. We probably will go through the process to a certain extent. It's always difficult to predict exactly what will happen. Niels Bohr had this wonderful quote. He said, prediction is always difficult, and definitely if it is about the future. So it's very hard to know. Society is always a complex dynamical system, and it's very hard to know. The complex dynamical systems cannot be predicted. They always can behave in different...
Well, sure, even though in the past we don't know.
Oh, indeed, yes. The only thing that is for sure, I think, is that we were dealing with an emerging totalitarianism, not a fascist or a communist totalitarianism, but a kind of totalitarianism which Hannah Arendt warned us already for in 1951. She wrote in her book, The Origins of Totalitarianism, she wrote, we've seen fascist totalitarianism collapse, we've seen a communist totalitarianism losing its power slowly, but she said, we will witness the emergence of a new kind of totalitarianism, a kind of totalitarianism which is no longer led by gang leaders such as Stalin and Hitler, but which is led by dull bureaucrats and technocrats. And that's what we are dealing with now, the technocratic totalitarianism, the ultimate totalitarianism, which is the...
It's so faceless, and it's just...
No, indeed. There is no mythology anymore involved or something. No, it's pure, dry manifestation.
I agree, you can't call it communist or fascist. I call it a scientific dictatorship.
A pseudo-scientific dictatorship, yes.
Well, sure, I wouldn't call them science. I'm saying, Fauci says I'm science. I'm saying they're using scientific principles and psychology against people just for pure power for themselves, even though they're creating a hellish world for themselves. I mean,
the solution to the problem, the most basic solution, the most important solution, is actually that we have to move beyond this pseudo-scientific ideology we are living in. And the seminal scientists actually show this, how we have to do that. The seminal scientists, whether we are talking about Max Planck, Niels Bohr, Schrödinger, Heisinger, Mandelbrot, René Thom, they all told us the same. This, in every process of knowing the world, there are two stages. And the first is always rational knowledge. And many people think that this rational knowledge is everything. That's what these people who are now seizing control of society believe. That society should be based on rational understanding. But every scientist, real scientist, knows that rational understanding is only the first phase of gathering knowledge. That after rational understanding, there comes something else. If you really, in a honest way, try to understand rationally, then you will soon arrive at the limit of rational understanding. And it is at the limit of rational understanding, you have the chance to move on to a different way of knowing the world, which is much more a resonating way of knowing the world, which is what René Thom said, an empathic resonance with the world. Also the samurai knew this very well. They said, like, when you learn the martial arts, that first there is a technical rational stage in which you practice the techniques of the martial arts. But if you practice the techniques of a martial art for a long time, then you will slowly develop a certain feel for what you do. And it is this resonating feeling knowledge that is the real knowledge. The samurai went even so far to say that it's difficult to learn the techniques of a martial art, but that it is even more difficult to forget them again. And they said, if you don't succeed in forgetting the techniques of the martial arts again, before you go to the battlefield, you will die on the battlefield. They said you have to move on to a different kind of knowledge, a different kind of practicing the world. And that,
you can't be caught up in that basic program. You've got to then, it's like a unified field theory of just interfacing. Like, you're still an individual, but you're creating a real collective that can't be artificially created by the authoritarian. But, no. but the beginning of the almost perfection is that there is it's all interconnected.
No. Indeed, yes.
Does that make sense?
That is a real connection with the world, indeed. It is this resonating, empathic knowledge that really connects you to the world around you, to the people around you. That's the ultimate antidotum for totalitarianism.
And people look for completion, because, I mean, I'm not perfect, but I'm really satisfied. And now that I've gotten older and been through all this, I can now, like, interface with things, and it's so satisfying. It's like a drug. And then I just get frustrated that other people aren't interfacing with it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, indeed, exactly.
What would you call that when you surpass the knowledge? I mean, what is that?
It's a transcendent experience. And Max Planck really articulated this in a wonderful way. Max Planck said, I've given my life to science. I've studied matter and atoms my entire life. And it won him the Nobel Prize. And he said, but in the end, I believe that science arrives where religion once started. In an authentic personal contact with that what transcends all rational understanding. And Max Planck said, and to be clear, he said, that what transcends all rational understanding for me is a personal God. And I believe indeed that we all, if we really follow rationality in a honest and sincere way, we will all arrive at that point where we feel, just like all the major scientists have felt, that we arrive at the limit of rationality, and that it is there that we can choose. We can go back and try to understand rationally what can never be rationally understood, and in this way we arrive in absurd irrationality, and that's what the system.
Well, let's explain that. This is the key to everything.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The Psychology of Totalitarianism, Professor Matthias Desmond. He's in second in studio with us one more segment, and then after everybody holding the last hour and a half, I'm going right to your phone calls. Everybody that's patiently holding. So we were getting up to that point of those that want to claim they own science and then control free will. And what is your message to the general public versus your message to the technocrats who really believe they have a final revolution, they have a way of finally becoming God, they're going to use us as their guinea pigs to transcend, but they've given up on their very basic humanity itself. And I know some of these globalists, they're not very happy people.
Yes, the message to the elite is clear. They just should understand that they will never become God, that their rational understanding is extremely limited, and that the more they try to reduce life and the essence of life to rationality, they will just destroy life. If you try to reduce the essence of life to something that it doesn't is, then you inevitably destroy life. So I hope that the elite, the people who identify with the system, that they realize that in the end they will destroy themselves their system will become a monster that devours its own
children. Well, they take the shots. They don't protect you. They make you sick. That's not rational. I mean, if they were going to come out with something and make us take it, why didn't they give us something that worked? I mean, it's everything an authoritarian does always goes to crap.
Yes, but that happened already in the Soviet Union. Absolutely.
So they think they're rational, but they're not.
No, they definitely are not. That's the problem. If you do not accept, if you believe that rationality is limitless, that it can explain everything, then you inevitably end up in radical, absurd irrationality. That has always been the case. That's so typical. That's also
the architecture is ugly. The people die young. There's crime everywhere. No. It just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. Indeed, it doesn't work. And that would be the message to the elite. Please, follow real science, and you will see it there before your own eyes. In a way that cannot be denied, that there is a limit to rationality, and that rationality will never allow us to grasp the essence of life around us. Even more, the more we enclose ourselves in a wall of logical building blocks, the more we isolate ourselves from life around us. And it is first at a moment when we start to realize that our capacity for rational understanding is limited, that the building blocks of the logical wall will slide open a little bit, and that the eternal life of music will be able to go through the holes of the wall and touch the strings of our body and soul. And at that moment, we will start to resonate with the eternal, vibrant spirit of life. And that's the moment where we will not need to become God anymore, because we will be participate in an eternal spirit, which will also take away the anxiety for death and dying.
Well, there's no need to become God. We're already part of God.
We are part of it. We participate in it. And so I think that's the beauty of this resonating knowledge. It brings you in touch with something eternal. And that's the basic disease of our culture, is that we cannot tolerate the idea of death and dying anymore.
And why did all these ancient cultures start targeting firstborn and wanting to kill children? There's an obsession with destroying children's destiny, their own free will. I mean, I guess that's just that authoritarian instinct, but it's so obvious.
Yes. Yes, of course it is. Of course it is. Yes. And if I could give a message to the population, I would definitely say, this is a time in which we have to reinvent and to reappreciate the importance of ethical principles for a human being. We should not focus too much on trying to know what will happen next, trying to understand what will happen. You have to try to understand. I also try to understand.
No, but you're right. Be good and stand up for what's right, and that will change the world.
Stick to your principles. And please realize that if you live up to these principles, humanity will survive. We can never be sure that there will be victims among us. That's almost unavoidable. But even then, we have to stick to our principles. And we have to know that all violence will be used against us. It will be used against us. We have to be determined and firm and manifest, speak out, refuse to conform. We have to use all the techniques and strategies of nonviolent resistance.
But absolutely. But let me just quantify that, not in scientific terms, just in my own layman's terms. I'm an individualist, and I believe in total individuality, but it's a total collectivism in my decision, your decision. It builds a collective will, and they claim they're collectivists, but they're actually obviously going against the real will of humanity to strive and be successful and build all these things. And I just can't believe how obvious it is, but they go against it because you said they're afraid of the randomness of freedom.
Yes, of course. Because indeed. And we don't have to follow the will of the collective, because that's totalitarianism. Totalitarianism,
an artificial collective,
is extreme collectivism. Yes, extreme, which destroys all individualism. Instead of trying to install a balance between individualism and collectivism, totalitarianism is extreme collectivism, which destroys the human individual mind and soul. So it's not a virtue to follow the will of the collective. Not at all. It's even the most dangerous and the most unethical thing you can do. It's what we have to do is to follow ethical principles. We have to understand Our Enlightenment tradition believed that rational understanding should be the basis of human living together. But that is not true at all. Rational understanding can never be the basis of true living of human living together. Only ethical principles can be, and you will...
Well, sure, a so-called rational, Bill Gates says, kill an old lady and hire 10 teachers. But if we build a culture to take care of the old ladies, that's a more complex, loving culture that isn't predatory. I mean, it's just, that's an oversimplification of it, but the stupid idea of it's rational, mm-hmm. if I kill an old person and get their money, I do better. No, you just killed old people, mm-hmm. and then nobody cares about anybody, everything falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, of course, it does, yes.
Well, in closing, we've got about 4 minutes left. What else, Professor, very impressive, the psychology of totalitarianism. What else would you like to say in closing?
Yes, well, there is still a lot to be said. I think that it is extremely important from time to time to step back, to take like more a helicopter view, and to try to understand the large principles at work, both of totalitarianism and both of the resistance, and to understand that indeed, as you just underlined a few minutes ago, to understand that what in the end will be decisive and what will matter will always be whether we succeed in sticking to ethical principles, to the principles of humanity. That will be decisive. At first sight, it will seem that violence is the only solution, that we have to destroy this evil elite in a violent revolution. And that will be exactly what will destroy us. That's what the elite wants. That will be what creates the support in a population to push forward their destruction campaign. So that is what we absolutely should avoid. If we avoid that, we will both lose at the tactical level and we will lose at the ethical level.
I totally agree, Professor, but the problem is the establishment's going to provocateur stage events, even if we're not violent, so how do you counter that?
Yes, but they will never have enough support if we continue to speak out and if we continue to behave in an ethical way. That's the point. We have to see that it is a psychological game. It's a psychological...
Well, I agree, but if Biden's people blow up a federal building tomorrow and blame us, how do we counter that? I guess the public's got to be informed enough to know we didn't do that, we didn't stand for that, and that only helps them.
Yeah, if we deal with that in the right way, in the end, it will turn against Joe Biden. That's what they have to try to do. We have to follow the rules of the martial arts. If you're confronted with a powerful enemy, use his power against him.
Judo.
Yes, or ninjutsu, or jujutsu, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, how do people can get your book, your website, where do people find you, Professor?
On my Substack, Matthias Puntesmet.
And M-A-T-T-I-A-S, Desmond.
M-A-T-T-I-A-S, yes.
Desmond.substack.com. Yeah. And the book, The Psychology of Totalitarianism.
Yes, you can order it.
Well, you're having a big effect. They're definitely afraid of you. And everything you say rings true. I don't know all the psychological terms, but it just seems like inherent truth.
Thank you.
And where are you going next?
I don't know, actually.
But you're doing a tour for the next few days and back to...
Yes. There are still a few appointments, but I don't know. I have people who take care of that very well, and I'm very happy that they do so. So I can just enjoy a certain... I don't have to know my schedule, and I like that.
Well, this was a real talk, and definitely very, very deep. And I would just put it this way. The cerebral cortex cannot interface with how powerful our subconscious is. Many times more powerful, obviously. How many times more powerful would you say on average the subconscious is than the conscious?
Can you come?
I mean, like the rest of your brain compared to the cerebral cortex, how much more time is powerful?
Oh, the unconscious is everything.
The same thing, the rationalists are thinking like only their focus is everything.
Yes.
But by us saying no, it's bigger, it's just embracing all of what we have.
Of course. For instance, the people who are in the grip of a mass formation believes that their narrative is the only one that is correct and true and that all the rest is unscientific and they don't know that it's as irrational as it can be, and that the reasons why they buy into this narrative are completely situated at a different level. They are situated at the level of the affective, at the control of anxiety, at the satisfaction that goes hand in hand with taking out your aggression.
Amazing. I'm very impressed. Thank you, sir.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.